Hey Jeff, I'd love to know more about whether or not I'm allowed to terminate my lawyer if I'm not happy with the services he's providing.
Sure, that's a great question, and it's one that I get quite frequently. I often get phone calls from people about their injury case, and they already have a lawyer. And I'm very reluctant to speak to people when they already have a lawyer because I don't want to interfere with that lawyer-client relationship. But that being said, every client has the right to terminate their lawyer for whatever reason, whether they're happy or unhappy or don't like what's going on or the case is dragging on, whatever it is, you can always terminate your lawyer. But the thing you need to know is that you could be responsible for paying that lawyer for that lawyer's time and expenses. And I'll get into that a little bit and tell you what I mean. So if you fire your lawyer for cause, meaning that your lawyer has done something wrong, then you generally will not have to pay them for their time. However, if you fire them just because you don't like them anymore, or you want a new attorney who you think is better, then your former attorney could very well have a lien for fees and costs. And what that means is that they would be entitled to recover whatever time and whatever expenses they had in the case when your case is resolved. And sometimes that can result in you having to pay two attorneys, right? You have to pay your new attorney under whatever agreement you reach with the new attorney. And then you could also have to pay some money to your former attorney for the time and the cost that they have expended. Now, a lot of times your new attorney will just pay that old attorney out of their attorney fee, so it won't cost you any. For example, let's say you settle the case for $10,000, and your new attorney gets a fee of one third, $3,333. A lot of times, your new attorney will agree to pay the old attorney out of the $3,333 fee that they've earned. In that case, it will not cost you any extra money. So I would encourage you, if you're going to terminate a lawyer and you hire somebody new, that you check with that new attorney first and just make sure, hey, am I going to have to pay you and also my former attorney, or are you going to take care of my former attorney out of any fee that you earn on my case? So it's something that, communication and just being honest and straightforward and working out things on the front end can save a lot of headaches and a lot of hassle at the end of the day. So the bottom line is that, yes, you have the right to fire your lawyer, but you just need to be careful how you do it and make sure you understand when you hire your new attorney. Make sure you understand whether you're going to, in fact, have to pay two attorneys when your case is resolved.